Why is this night different from all other nights? It is the Passover of the Lord. From all eternity, God the Father knew the hour of his Son's passion, and by types and figures, he prepared the world to understand its meaning. In the garden, our first parents fell from grace. The fruit of their disobedience was not freedom, but murder. And the blood of Abel cried out for justice. There in the garden, the Lord promised to send a woman whose seed would crush the serpent who led us into sin. And for untold ages, the eternal plan of salvation was gradually unfolded by the gift of divine revelation. Abram was called out of Ur of the Chaldees to become Abraham, our father in faith. And in thanksgiving for Abraham's victory in battle, Melchizedek, the king of righteousness, offered a sacrifice of bread and wine in Salem, Jerusalem. Through Isaac, human sacrifice was ended, even as our loving Father prepared us for the sacrificial death of his only son. And Jacob was given 12 sons, whose 12 tribes would fill the land of promise. By the blood of the Lamb, the children of Israel were freed from slavery in Egypt. And by the flesh of that lamb, they were nourished for their journey to the freedom of God's children. It is the Passover of the Lord. By a pillar of fire, they were led through the waters to the holy mountain. And there, God gave Moses his eternal law to keep the people from returning to slavery, the slavery of sin. In the desert, the Israelites were fed with the bread of angels, and their thirst was quenched by living water from a rock. In the meeting tent, the tabernacle, the glory of the Lord dwelt above the ark and its mercy seat, and the sons of Aaron offered sacrifice for the sins of the people. Elijah and the prophets proclaimed the saving word of the Lord and revealed the Holy One of Israel as the one only living and true God. David was anointed the shepherd king of God's people, and his son Solomon the Wise built the temple in Jerusalem to be the dwelling place on earth of God Most High. Finally, in the fullness of time, John the Baptist, greatest man born of woman, announced the divine glory of the Son of Mary while both men were still babes in the womb, and then proclaimed Jesus on Jordan's bank to be the true Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It is the Passover of the Lord. During the 3 years of his public ministry, the Lord Jesus, by his preaching and his signs, revealed himself to be the fulfillment and perfection of all the types and figures which came before him. And when the hour arrived for which he had come into the world, the Messiah gathered with the 12 in the upper room to celebrate the solemn feast of Passover as commanded at the exodus of Israel from slavery in Egypt. It is the Passover of the Lord. In that upper room, that supper room, the eternal Word gave us his flesh and blood as real food and drink, the medicine of immortality, and an everlasting covenant. To make his sacrifice present in every time and place until the last day, the Lord Jesus gave to the 12 and to all the bishops and priests who succeed them the sacred power to do this in memory of me, so that sins may be forgiven. And along with the Holy Eucharist and the sacred priesthood, he gave us also that night a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. It is the Passover of the Lord. The rabbi who reclines at table and who stoops to wash Peter's feet is truly a man like us in all things but sin. But he is also the eternal Word by whom all things were made. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. He is the Son of Mary and God the Son, the one who came to serve, not to be served. He is the Ancient of Days who existed before Abraham, and he is the one who gave his holy name to Moses, I Am. He is the Word made flesh and the true Lamb of God. He is the Passover of the Lord. Did the 12 understand all that Jesus did and said that night? How could they? Only after his resurrection and the outpouring of his Spirit on them, which would come 50 days later as they gathered again in that upper room, only after all that would they perceive these mysteries together as the gospel of salvation, which they would preach to the ends of the earth. And each time they fulfilled the command of Jesus to celebrate his death and resurrection in the sacrament of his body and blood, they surely traveled in thought to that wondrous night in which the Passover of Israel became the Holy Eucharist of the Church. And on that night, in that hour, even as his suffering and death were at hand, what instructions did the Lord Jesus give to us through the 12? Love one another as I have loved you. In the most holy Eucharist, Christ gives us the strength to live his law of love, and when we fail to love as he loves us, his blood is the forgiveness of our sins. And so we sing with the psalmist, how shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My friends, each year in the Paschal Triduum, the Church recalls these sacred mysteries and makes them present in our lives. And so tonight we rejoice in the gifts of the priesthood, the Eucharist, and the law of love. And we ask, why is this night different from all other nights? It is the Passover of the Lord, and Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast.